Let's go into the trenches here. For Lyle Sendlin, playing center isn't just an occupation. It's more of a generation-to-generation thing. He is a third-generation center after his father and his grandfather. Heck, when he was a baby, his family probably had him snapping the ball before he's even throwing the football. Now, for a snapshot of the Cards' starting center and team captain, we hit the Zoom button.
The personalities of the Cardinals in sharp focus from a unique perspective. Zoom, presented by Hyundai, proud partner of the Arizona Cardinals. After winning a national championship with the Texas Longhorns his senior year, Cardinals center Lyle Sendlin went undrafted. While draft season conjures up great memories for many NFL players, Sendlin still feels the heartbreak 5 years later.
Initially, when I didn't get drafted, I was, you know, kind of beat down. I got passed on so many times that you'd get calls in fifth, sixth round, and you think that could be the call, but it's really them just saying, we want to sign you as a free agent. So it was frustrating.
As a free agent, Lyle controlled his own destiny. When fate came knocking with an opportunity to sign with the Arizona Cardinals, the Scottsdale native jumped at the chance to play in his hometown, where he won two state championships.
Not many guys get to choose where they go, pick their situation, so it was the greatest blessing in disguise I could ask for.
Playing at home meant Lyle would be near his family, particularly his father, Robin, who also played football at Texas and spent 7 years in the NFL. Robin is now a firefighter at Station 1 in downtown Phoenix, a short drive from Cardinals headquarters in Tempe. The firehouse brings back many memories of Lyle's childhood, watching his hero in action.
Part of this job does make you realize that life is a fragile and precious thing and can change at any moment. So you have to appreciate it.
It's nice to watch these guys go help people and when they need it. That's what I remember most.
He used to come ride on a regular basis, and I have three kids, and when the other kids would come ride, it would be an average day, maybe even slow, but every time Lyle would come to the station, it would be like Disaster City, Phoenix.
Can I hit the horn?
That's awesome.
You don't run the ball the way the Cardinals have run the ball without Lyle Sendlin doing a solid job at center.
It's truly an honor to have my friends and family be able to come and watch me. I know I'm from here and I love it here, and I care to give the people around here something to be excited about, because I know it's been tough in the past, and we're just trying to get to where we're winning lots and lots of games and playoff games every year. You get a little taste of the experience of playoff games, especially home playoff games. You get a chill thing about it, but I've been thinking about that for ever since that day. I can remember, I just want to get back, and that's all we care about is getting back.
You know, a lot of guys I work with, they're like, can you believe it? You know, your son made it to the pros, and he's here in the hometown, and you're going to every game. I said, yeah, just... perfect script.
After spending a day with the Sendlins, it's easy to see where Lyle learned the values that took him from an undrafted rookie to three-year starter to team captain. And given what he sees in his father, it's obvious that Lyle understands the true meaning of the word hero.
After September 11th, that people have a greater appreciation for firefighters. We've always
nice to meet you.
Appreciated them that much. We know the risks that they take, and there's a chance when they go in there to save a life that they can become a victim themselves.
I played 7 years in the NFL, and that's hard work. But there have been many a fire scene that I've worked as hard, if not harder, than I've ever worked in my life. It's a job I'm proud of.
And don't forget, as the quarterback of the O-line, essentially, who makes all the calls up front, Lyle will have his hands full in Foxborough, having to go with a silent count and all that crowd noise from the Patriots fans.